it looks like we could be getting a Universal Studios theme park in the UK. Universal have confirmed now that they have actually purchased 240 acres of land and are currently looking into the feasibility of opening a Universal theme park right here in the UK in Bedford. So let's go through what we know and then let's look at some possible ideas as well. So we know that they've bought 240 acres of land. So what is 240 acres? What's that going to give you? One, it's quite an odd shape as to what they've actually purchased. If you look on the map, it goes, has the big parcel at the top, a thin bit over a road. So probably looking at it as like a tunnel or maybe getting rid of that road. And then they've got another parcel underneath. So I would imagine looking at that, that one half will be used for things like car parks, hotels, that kind of stuff. And then the park will be on a different side. So it'd be separated by that sort of small part, sort of portion of land. So 240 acres, to give you an example. So 240 acres, what's going to give you? Let's look at some of the other theme parks around the world. So the Universal Beijing theme park, which opened in September 2001, is 130 acres, just the theme park itself. So then that leaves out of that 240, then that's going to leave another 110 for infrastructure, backstage, that kind of stuff. Magic Kingdom over in Orlando was around 140 acres. Epcot is 305 acres, but Animal Kingdom is 500 acres. So if Universal were buying 240 acres, at the moment they could obviously look at sort of buying more land in the future. That's half the size of Disney's Animal Kingdom, smaller than Epcot. And remember, you've also got to include things like backstage and car parking. So you look at the car park, for example, at Disneyland Paris, that can hold 12,000 cars, so it'll take up a huge amount of space. Now, I'm guessing they're probably not looking to do the kind of numbers that Disneyland Paris kind of do. And they can also put in a multi-story car park like they do in Orlando. So there's a bit of kind of history. What Universal do is they go to a country, they look at different sort of plots of lands, sort of do feasibility studies. For example, over in Dubai, they actually had a joint venture which broke ground in 2008, but it stalled pretty quickly after sort of started building. There are sort of pictures of sort of the gate that had been built in the middle of a desert, and then the construction was completely cancelled in 2016. Now, this was a joint venture between Dubai, well, some investment partners in Dubai, and Universal itself, whereas more than likely this would actually be fully ran and owned by Comcast, NBC Universal. Universal have confirmed that they are looking into the feasibility of it and will be looking over the next couple of months. They'll be looking at speaking to local residents, the council, the UK government, and things like that to work out actually what they can and can't do and whether it's a viable option. So it is better for Universal to buy the land now before the news breaks, because the worst case scenario, they don't build it and they can always sell that land off to make a business park or something like that. Apparently that was the original purpose that people were looking for that land, and then Universal came in and purchased the land instead. Interesting to know, they also bought a construction company in the UK this year as well. Universal have already said that there is no IPs or rides or anything. They definitely decided that we'll definitely go into it. Knowing that the UK market makes up around 10% of all visitors to Universal Orlando, they're not going to want to cannibalize on people going to the American parks. British people actually stay longer in their hotels. They spend more money generally whilst they're there. So for them to cannibalize that would be kind of, it wouldn't be to make sort of business sense. So I would imagine that this theme park is probably going to have not many of the same rides that you're going to get in Orlando. So don't expect things like Velocicoaster, Hagrid, that kind of stuff to come over. Maybe the Wizarding World of Harry Potter, because it's pretty much in all of their theme parks now. That would be sort of like Forbidden Journey. Maybe sort of that. Also got to remember that the Harry Potter studio tour is not that far away in Watford, which isn't particularly that far away from Bedford as well. So what kind of things could they be looking at? If we look at Universal over in Beijing, they have Wizarding World of Harry Potter, but they also have things like the Minion Tribe Despicable Me ride that you also have in Orlando, plus some things you don't get in Orlando as well, such as Kung Fu Panda attraction. They have a different version of Jurassic Park. They have a Transformers roller coaster. They have the Waterworld stunt show, same as what they have over in some of the other parks, such as Hollywood. And Hollywood really isn't visited that much by the UK market. So if you pull it out of the UK, the only thing you've got to think about is weather, obviously, for sort of that. So maybe if you're having a water stunt show, then it might be an indoor thing as opposed to being outdoors. It does also have another stunt show as well. So it's about 21 rides and attractions that they have. Beijing is also a lot more indoors than sort of like the Orlando and Hollywood because of the weather. So White Bedford, I mean, if you've never been there before, I don't think I've actually been there before. White Bedford is close to London. It is close to Oxford as well, which are two places that are heavily visited by tourists. So people coming over to the UK, especially the Chinese market, will come over and visit London and also visit Oxford as well. So if you then combine it with a trip to Universal Studios as well, it kind of sits in a really good place. From the town centre to the proposed land, it's about a 15-minute drive, so not particularly far. You can get to London within sort of 45 minutes quite easily. And for half of the UK population, it is less than 2 hours to get there, either by rail or by driving. So it does mean that a huge amount of people are just within 2 hours. I'd imagine this is going to be an all-year-round theme park. So again, it's going to be looking at doing more of the indoor attractions. I wouldn't expect to see any announcement from Universal for at least probably up to a year. I wouldn't expect to see much more news come out of Universal for quite a long time. Universal have already registered domain names, so they have decided at the moment they're looking at calling it Universal Great Britain, as opposed to obviously Universal Bedford or Universal London, and in London, so you can't really call it that. Once we get even more information, of course, we'll let you know, so make sure you are subscribed to our newsletter, and you'll always be the first to find out all this amazing information. Thank you much, and have a brilliant Christmas.